KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly sunny skies and 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look for to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 92, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 68, a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow and a high around 92. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports the arrest at around 4:40 a.m. on Sunday of a man on a public intoxication charge. John Harvey Dine III was taken into custody in the 1700 block of 240th Street, northwest of Coyne. His bond was set at $300. Well, paramedics responded to a number of fireworks injuries over the weekend in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. According to KETV in Omaha, at around 11:30 Sunday night, officials in Council Bluffs say a mortar shell went off in a man's hand. That happened near Renner and Twin City Drives. The man went to the hospital with critical injuries. Two other incidents occurred in Nebraska. Emergency preparedness drills were held in two eastern Iowa counties last week, readying state and local agencies near the Quad Cities nuclear power station. The drills conducted for the Cordova, Illinois facility are part of a regular planned test to prepare first responders for nuclear accidents. Tom Morgan, a spokesman for FEMA Region 7, outlined some of the standards officials must meet during those drills.
How do we assess the accident? The nuclear power plant itself does assessment of radiological materials have been released. The state and or local agencies are also responsible to do an independent assessment of that so we can get a good picture of what is actually out there potentially affecting the public.
The nuclear plant is along the Mississippi River, some 30 miles north of Davenport. And because of its location, Clinton and Scott counties were part of the drill. Morgan says FEMA officials were expected to be watching for a host of benchmarks during the drills.
What actions will you take to respond if there is a nuclear radiation release? How do you control exposure of emergency workers and the public? Medical support. So if there is, for instance, a person who has been injured, who is also contaminated, we will make sure that they are able to be treated effectively.
FEMA is still evaluating the outcomes of the drills. A final report will be issued in 90 days. Well, more and more people are trying out kayaks, canoes, and paddle boards as we hit summer. DNR instructor Todd Robertson says you can have a lot of fun, but you need to learn a little before heading out. He said it's best to practice first on a lake or a pond. The problem is, he says, that if you head straight to the river and you don't have any paddling experience, you're going to run into trouble if you don't know how to control that boat or that board. So it's always advisable, he said, to hit the water first, or flat water first. He said there's no current to deal with that way, and you can learn some techniques. Learn what it's like to dump the boat, what you're going to do when that happens, and know all that stuff before you go out onto a river. Robertson says the type of craft you select depends on what you want to do. He says if you want to speed and go to track straight, the longer boat or board, the better. The shorter they are, the easier are they turn and maneuver on the water. Robertson says Iowa now also has more advanced options for those who want more of a challenge. He says you can buy a whitewater boat and take lessons or to go to one of the whitewater areas now available, but you just have to use common sense. And if you do that, you're going to be safe. He says it's when we go out and we don't have a life jacket or we go on a river that we are not ready for, that's when we can end up in trouble. Robertson says you can take kids along with you kayaking and canoeing. He says as long as parents are experienced and go out in a group, it can be safe for the family, especially on a lake. That changes, though, when you get out on the moving water, so you don't want to be a new family with kids and have never been on a river before and just take the whole family out. Robertson said there are plenty of training courses available, so you are ready when you decide to hit the water. And under a new Iowa Department of Education rules, no public or private school in Iowa will be required to offer remote learning. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
When the pandemic first hit in March of 2020, Iowa schools shut down. Then many transitioned to online instruction or a combination of in-person and internet-only school days. A state law passed in February required all districts to offer 100% in-person classes, but several districts still offered parents the option of online classes for their children. Rules scheduled to go into effect August 4th state that no school will be required to offer or maintain continuous remote learning or deliver instruction over the internet. There are two exceptions listed. One is if the governor declares another public health emergency. The other is when online classes are most appropriate for students with disabilities. I'm OK Henderson.
Students with failing grades have been allowed to participate in high school sports during the pandemic, but beginning August 1st, the so-called scholarship rule will once again apply. And that means a student who fails a class will have to sit out of athletic competition for 30 days. And finally, in the news, demand for cosmetologists is expected to grow this decade, and Iowa Lakes is the latest community college to add a cosmetology program. Tom Brotherton serves as the executive dean of the Emmitsburg campus for Iowa Lakes.
It feels like more than 2 years of process because there are many steps for program approval, curriculum development, approval with the state, the Board of Cosmetology, the Higher Learning Commission. Then you start worrying about facilities.
Office space on the Emmitsburg campus, he says, has been converted into a salon.
It looks good. It fits in the space. It's convenient to parking. It's just really a great addition.
And Lori Pearson, coordinator for the program, says traditional cosmetology schools don't offer the associate's degree that Iowa Lakes cosmetology students can earn.
And plus, our cosmetology students get to have an understanding of college life. They can go into sports, they can be in choir. So there's a lot of different activities that a student can enjoy here at Iowa Lakes.
Seven students are in the program's first class, and Pearson expects the numbers to increase this coming fall. Many other Iowa community colleges offer continuing education and degree programs for cosmetologists. In the last decade, demand for cosmetologists in Iowa was slightly higher than the national average. That is a check of news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.